This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response, with a foreign ministry spokesperson on social media calling out what she says are illegal actions. It comes days after Mr. Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. The party of France's far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, performed weaker than expected in the first round of regional elections Sunday in a vote marked by record levels of abstention. Early projections showed the center-right Republican Party on course to top Sunday's vote, which Le Pen's national rally undershot predictions based on voter surveys conducted last week. Although she was not standing for an election herself, she had been hoping for a strong party performance to give her momentum ahead of next year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The vote for new assemblies in mainland France's 13 regions and 96 departments take place over two consecutive Sundays, with a second runoff vote scheduled for June 27th. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections.